Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Off the Ball Daily, a home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball.
I remember not having enough money to go get shoulder treatment, not having enough money to put, like, you know, food on my table.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome along to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Nottingham Forest are set to appoint their third manager of the season, with Sean Dyche on course to replace Ange Postecoglou. We'll have all the fallout from our live commentary games yesterday, which included a first Manchester United win at Anfield since 2016. Bohemians and St. Pat's meet at Dalymount Park tonight in a huge clash for the European places. And Athlone are celebrating a double thanks to a hat-trick from Kelly Brady. But first today, Nottingham Forest are in advanced talks to appoint Sean Dyche as their new manager. Dyche is set to replace Ange Postecoglou, who was sacked just 17 minutes after Forest lost 3-0 to Chelsea in the Premier League on Saturday. The former Celtic and Tottenham boss lasted just 39 days in charge. Forest are 18th in the Premier League with just one win in 8 league games. Former Premier League winning manager with Manchester City, Roberto Mancini, also held discussions with Forest. Fulham manager Marco Silva was also a name mentioned over the last few days, but he's under contract. Former Forest players Ian Wone and Steve Stone could be part of Dyche's coaching team. One appointment confirmed, though, is former West Ham manager Graham Potter is the new manager of Sweden. The 50-year-old's accepted the role on an initial short-term basis in a bid to aid Sweden's faltering World Cup qualification campaign. Jan Dahl Tomasson was sacked last week after their 1-0 loss to Kosovo, which left Sweden with just 1 point after 4 games in the group, and it ended their hopes of automatic qualification. Sweden could still reach the playoffs even without finishing in the top two in the group because they topped their group in the Nations League. Potter was sacked by West Ham at the end of September, but he'd be well remembered in Sweden after 3 promotions in 4 seasons with Östersund, who he took from the 4th division to the top flight and also won a domestic cup in 2017. Former Liverpool defender Jamie Carragher says Mo Salah should be dropped for the club's next few games. The 33-year-old's form has been questioned in recent weeks. Salah scored 34 goals last season. He was key to their Premier League title win. He has 3 goals so far this season. The Egyptian missed a few chances yesterday in their 2-1 loss to Manchester United. Carragher says it'll be interesting to see what manager Arne Slot does next with Salah.
He shouldn't be playing every game. It shouldn't be a case of, like, he's one of the first names on the team sheet. It should be a case of, yes, he's in your best team. He plays in home games. Maybe you'd have to think about it. Liverpool have got 2 away games, 1 in Europe, 1 in Brentford. I don't think he plays in both of them. I think these things have got to start coming maybe into the manager's head.
Arne Slot said it's the whole team that need to produce more following their 4th loss in a row.
The first 5 or 6 games, it was every question I got were about the new players. Now you ask me about another individual. I don't think it's the time to talk about individual performances. I don't think we are used to a Liverpool team that we are missing so many chances.
Meanwhile, Jurgen Klopp says it is possible he could return to manage Liverpool again one day because he'd never take another job in England. The German was speaking on the Diary of a CEO podcast and he said he didn't miss coaching right now. Klopp left Anfield in the summer of 2024 after 9 years in charge. Ruben Amorim's admitted their 2-1 win over Liverpool was the biggest win of his time at Manchester United so far. Harry Maguire's late header secured United's first win at Anfield in 9 years. The United boss was full of praise for his match winner.
It was really important for us today. He's a great example on that. Everything that he been through, it's a good example for every kid. And now he has to recover to be ready for Brighton.
And on yesterday's Sunday kickback, Stephen Doyle was joined by former Ireland international Keith Tracy. They highlighted the importance of United's new Belgian goalkeeper, Senna Lammens.
We'd have the credit as well. The back three, I have to say, when I saw that team selection from Amorim, would have been a little bit worried for United, but Maguire, De Ligt and Shaw all did really well. And I think as well, they had that bit of confidence in the goalkeeper, the man behind them, Lammens, who, while he didn't have a huge amount of saves to make, he certainly didn't look like the kind of goalkeeper that might drop a clanger for United. And that makes a big difference for them.
It does, yeah. And again, he didn't do anything where you're thinking, oh my God, that's unbelievable stuff. It was just solid. And that's exactly what you need when you go away to Anfield. You want your goalkeeper to come out and take crosses, to be, you know, no iffy passes into midfield. He looked really, really assured. And when you hear of a Premier League goalkeeper going to Manchester United for 17 million, you're thinking there's got to be deficiencies in that game. Otherwise, he'd be at a top club going for mega, mega money. But again, United's off the field stuff. You mean bringing in players at the end of their career like Casemiro? This is Lammens is one who can be the goalkeeper at United for the next 10 years if everything goes well for him. So I think initially he looks like a really good signing, but I don't think Liverpool asked anywhere near as enough questions in terms of balls into the box. You know, those little half ones, is it a defender's ball, is it the goalkeeper's ball? Largely very, very comfortable for Lammens. And you could see whenever he did anything that was even half good, United defenders were getting round him. They want to make him feel comfortable. They want to make him feel 10 feet tall. And 2 games, 2 wins.
And if you want to hear that chat back in full, you can find it in your OTB Football podcast feed for free. Aston Villa boss Unai Emery's hailed his side after their 2-1 win away to Tottenham, made it 5 wins in a row in all competitions. Goals from Morgan Rodgers and Emi Buendia saw Villa come from behind to win at Spurs, who have just 1 home league win this season.
The key, how we compete. The enthusiasm as well, following the game plan, following well collectively, playing together, and positive energy we are adding after our poor start. Coming as well being important.
And yesterday, former Ireland boss Brian Kerr joined me on the Sunday Kickback and praised Emery's turnaround after a difficult start to the season.
Aston Villa, no wins in the first 5. Their sporting director Monchi leaves, and people are thinking, you know, are things starting to not unravel, but you think of where they got to under Emery, getting to the Champions League, almost got there again last season, but a few wins, which actually was kick-started by the Europa League, and now you're kind of looking up rather than looking behind you.
Well, it just shows what an exceptional manager they have in Unai Emery. We've seen what he's done in the past with a couple of different teams in Spain, but and PSG. But what he's done at Villa has probably been even better, that they've been so competitive in the 3 seasons that he's been there. They got the quarterfinals of the Champions League last year, missed out on the Champions League spot for this season, probably because of the games in Champions League and how competitive they were last year. And there was no investment, or very little investment in the team. Gusan was the only player of significance that they spent money on. They got in a few players on loan. And the likes of Lindelof, they got free. They got Harvey Elliott cheap. Haven't used him too much. Buendia back from his loan to Leverkusen. But given that lack of investment, the manager's once again shown what he can do in terms of making the unit so efficient and productive, I'd say.
Brentford boss Keith Andrews feels there's a lot they can improve on for tonight's Premier League trip to West Ham. Brentford are 3 points above the Hammers, with just 2 wins from their opening 7 league games.
How connected we are as a team when we're out the ball, when we press, how we press, communication within that. I think a lot of it is relationships. Speak about that a lot on the grass in meetings.
Tonight's game will be Nuno Espirito Santo's first home game in charge, and it's one he's looking forward to. The Hammers are trying to avoid losing their opening 4 Premier League matches in front of their own fans for the first time. Nuno says his approach will be simple.
What I'm doing is try to improve, realising that the home factor is really important. And like I said to you before, I think it's up to us now to go closer to the fans, to make them support us and help us, so we can change everything and become a real fortress.
That game kicks off at 8 o'clock.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com. betonline.com/footballfuelpointstc.
St. Pat's have the chance to move into the top four in the SSE Airtricity Premier Division. A win for the Saints away to Dublin rivals Bohemians would lift Stephen Kenny's side up to fourth place ahead of Bows. Bohemians are aiming to win for the first time in three matches. They're level on points at Drogheda United and they have played a game less. Kickoff at Daly Mount Park is 7:45. Athlone Town sealed a league and cup double yesterday. Kelly Brady scored a hat-trick to help the league champions beat Bohemians 3-2 at Tallaght Stadium in the Women's FAI Cup final. And Brady, who'll join up with the Ireland squad this week as a training squad player, told Off the Ball's Ben Symes it was a great way to round off a superb year.
I mean, I couldn't be prouder of my team. We definitely deserve to come out here and win. We gave our 150%, all like 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 of us. So, you know, I was cramping up at the end. I was just running my butt off. So I'm so happy we could, you know, do the double, make history for our team after such a great year. And, you know, finally tip it off the season with the hat trick, thank God. So,
Celtic fans staged a protest against the club's board and called for them to go during yesterday's 2-0 loss away to Dundee, a result that leaves the champions 5 points behind leaders Hearts in the Scottish Premiership. Play had to be halted shortly after kick-off when supporters threw objects onto the pitch. Manager Brendan Rodgers is well aware there's unrest at the club.
My main concern is the actual performance of the team. There's obviously things going on within the club that's out of my control, but what I can affect is and influence is the team.
Former Rangers striker Chris Boyd has slammed the club's failure to appoint a replacement for Russell Martin. He was sacked on the 5th of October after a poor start to the season. Talks about Steven Gerrard and Kevin Muscat have fallen through. Former Sheffield Wednesday boss Danny Rawl is now the leading candidate. He ruled himself out last week, but he's back in contention. Boyd says they should have had a short list of candidates drawn up when it became clear that Martin's time was running out.
Surely, that succession plan, you've got somebody in place, or you're already speaking to someone. The drawn-out process over the last 2 weeks for Rangers has been, I think you've got to say, it's been embarrassing for the football club.
Kylian Mbappe scored a late winner as Real Madrid returned to the top of La Liga with a 1-0 win away to nine-man Getafe. Over the weekend, in the Spanish top-flight players continued to protest against La Liga's decision to sanction a match between Barcelona and Villarreal in Miami. Players made their disapproval known by refusing to move for the first 15 seconds after kick-off in the matches. Rafa Leao scored twice for AC Milan, who came from behind to beat Fiorentina 2-1 and moved back to the top of Serie A. Como beat Juventus for the first time since 1952 with a 2-0 win at home. Striker Yassir Zabrini scored twice for Morocco, who won a first under-20 World Cup title. They beat Argentina 2-0 in the final. They're the first African nation to win the under-20 title since Ghana in 2009. Morocco topped their group with Spain, Brazil and Mexico in it. They beat South Korea, the US and France in the knockout stages. It was the first loss in the tournament for Argentina, who were aiming for a 7th title. And the Tel Aviv derby between rivals Hapoel and Maccabi was called off on Sunday after violent clashes between supporters. Police advised the Israeli Premier League match shouldn't take place as scheduled after trouble reportedly flared prior to kickoff in and around the Bloomfield Stadium, a venue shared by both clubs. The postponement comes just days after Birmingham's safety advisory group decided Maccabi fans should not be permitted to attend next month's Europa League game away to Aston Villa on safety grounds. The UK government's criticised that decision and said it is exploring what extra police support in Birmingham would need to allow fans from both sides to attend the game. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
Off the Balls, Football Daily.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.